Hey there, awesome listeners. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of wisdom and chill vibes on calm and confident, stoic routines for daily wins. Let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs. Between work, stress, relationship drama, and that never-ending to-do list, it's easy to feel like you're constantly running on fumes. You know that feeling when your inner critic starts whispering doubts? Or maybe you catch yourself comparing your wins to someone else's highlight reel. Trust me, I've been there, done that, and let me tell you, it's not a fun place to be. Today, we're diving deep into something truly powerful. The importance of self-compassion. Think about it like this. Would you treat your best friend the way you sometimes treat yourself? Probably not, right? We tend to offer kindness and understanding to others, but when it comes to ourselves, we can be our own harshest critics. That's where self-compassion comes in. It's about treating yourself with the same love, care, and understanding that you would extend to a dear friend. Here are 5 key takeaways to unlock the magic of self-compassion. First off, remember that everyone stumbles. We all make mistakes, have setbacks, and face challenges. It's part of the human experience. Instead of beating yourself up over every little thing, acknowledge those moments with kindness and understanding. See those mistakes as learning opportunities, not failures. Think about it like this. Imagine a friend came to you after tripping and scraping their knee. Would you yell at them for being clumsy? Or would you offer a comforting hand and some words of encouragement? Treat yourself with the same compassion. Secondly, practice mindful self-talk. You wouldn't go around telling your friends they're not good enough, right? So why do we often say those things to ourselves? Start paying attention to your inner dialogue. When you catch yourself thinking negative or critical thoughts, gently challenge them. Replace those harsh voices with kind and supportive ones. Remember, your words have power. Choose to use them for good. Thirdly, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but focusing on what we already have can make a world of difference. Take some time each day to appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. Fourth, set realistic expectations for yourself. Remember, you're human. It's okay not to be perfect all the time. Strive to do your best, but don't expect superhuman feats. Celebrate your accomplishments, big and small. And remember, it's okay to ask for help when you need it. We're all in this together. Lastly, practice self-care. This isn't about indulging in frivolous things. It's about taking intentional steps to nourish your mind, body, and soul. Make time for activities that bring you joy and relaxation, reading, listening to music, spending time in nature, or simply taking a quiet moment to yourself. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're preparing for a big presentation at work. Your mind races with thoughts about what could go wrong, and that inner critic starts whispering doubts. What if I mess up? What if they think I'm not good enough? Sound familiar? Now, let's bring in self-compassion. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, you remind yourself, hey, it's okay to feel nervous. Everyone gets butterflies before a big event. You acknowledge your feelings without judgment and then focus on preparing the best you can. Remember, even if things don't go perfectly, learning from the experience is what matters most. So, here's the takeaway. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or weak, it's about being strong enough to treat yourself with kindness and understanding, especially when things get tough. It's about acknowledging your imperfections, embracing your vulnerabilities, and giving yourself the grace you deserve. Remember, every day is a chance to practice self-compassion, one small step at a time. Ready to put this into action? Start by noticing your inner critic and gently redirecting those thoughts towards kindness and self-support. Maybe even write down 3 things you're grateful for each day or carve out some time for activities that truly nourish your soul. Let me know what resonates with you in the comments below. Share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of self-love and join me tomorrow for another dose of calm and confident. Until then, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.